very far from Clovis, New Mexico.
How about that? That is really something. Yeah, that's a word I don't hear much anymore. Mm-hmm.
Go Devil, it was a simple machine. I don't know who made it. Mm-hmm. I don't remember any name on it.
Was there something you would put over a horse's or cow, mostly a horse's mouth, to feed it?
They had those feed sacks, they call them, and I can't think of what it is called, feed bag. It, bottom of it was leather, sides were canvas, and then they had this strap. You just put it over the horse's head, and when you fit it to him, you just buckle it like a belt, and he did, and they got smart quick.
Figured it out.
Stand up, yeah, and then they need to get more. They just push it down.
Okay. I want you, if you could, to look at just a picture and to see if you can tell me what these parts are. This is just a Western saddle. And I was wondering if you could tell me what all the, if you'd start with number one here. Mm-hmm.
That's a saddle horn.
Okay. Right. And number two, this back part?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just call it the back part of the saddle. Okay. Is all I
wonder if you ever heard of a cantle.
No. Okay. I never did know the parts of a saddle. All right. I know some of it.
Okay. How about number three?
Well, the tree.
Okay. And let's see. Number 14. Just this
the
one.
Seat.
Okay. And number six, this back part here.
I don't know what you call that.
How about number 12 here?
Oh, those latigo straps.
Okay. And how about number 13, that thing?
That's a cinch.
Okay. And number 8?
This is a stirrup.
Number 10 is a stirrup.
10 is a stirrup. Okay. 9, I don't know what you call that.
Number 8. And how about the thing that attaches the stirrup to the saddle, number 9?
Oh, that... I don't know what you call that strap, but I know it's a buckle. Most of them are adjustable, so you can lower that down.
Okay. And do you know this back part here?
Yeah, I don't.
Don't have a name for it?
No.
Or how about this front part?
I don't know. I'll just call this whole part, the saddle horn and the tree is all I call that.
Okay. And how about number,
13's a cinch.
Okay. Let me show you a bridle, and if you could... The part that goes over the front of the horse's head right there. Do you know what that is?
No, I don't know what you call it. I know what it is, but I don't know what you call it.
How about these things that go down the side of his face? Do you know that?
No. All I know is that there's a bit in the reins. That's all I know.
Okay. Okay. So you don't know this thing right here?
No.
All right.
That nose piece, I sure don't.
All right. So
I don't know what you call it.
Number 5 and number 6 are reins?
Right.
Are there differences in number 5 and number 6? Do you know if these reins up here are different than these reins down here?
Well, it must be. I've never seen one with double rein. I used to have a horse that had a halter on and had a tie rope that we had to tie him. We didn't tie him by the bridle.
Okay.
Is there a difference in that?
Well, one of them is called a snaffle rein. I wonder if you ever heard the word snaffle.
No, not that.
Yeah, what would you call this?
That's a bit.
That's a bit. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That's good.
The bridle. The whole thing is a bridle. That's
yeah.
All I
okay. I don't know the names either. I just.
I never did, and I rode a horse quite a bit too. I never did know each individual part or the saddle.
Okay. And the thing that cowboys would use to.
Lariat rope. Yeah,
would they ever call it anything else?
Lasso rope. They call it.
Is there a difference between those two?
No, a lot of guys used to say, I'll lasso you, so they called it lariat rope.
Okay. And I'm wondering if there was another kind of tool that you'd use on the farm that you used to haul stuff in. It had a wheel on the front of it and a big barrel and then two handles.
You mean a wheelbarrow?
Yeah. Did y'all have one of those?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm also wondering if what you might have called a container that maybe feed came in that you bought in a store or something you might a sack or something you got at the store you would have gotten.
Yeah. Well, when you buy feed, it usually comes in a paper sack or a burlap sack.
Okay.
Or now it's plastic.
Do you ever hear it called like